Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
And on today's show, we had a very special edition of First Date Friday.
Oh, we did. That's right.
We're seeing challenges now.
Yeah, because we want a little more drama, a bit more spice.
Come on.
We do pay still, though. So at Hot Nights with Abby, if you're going on dates, always let us know.
What's up?
Was it? But now, Debate Club.
Woo! On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Right, I've got to do this.
You are about to enter the Debate Club of Hot Nights. The people are real. The debates are real. The rulings are final. This is the Hot Nights Debate Club.
Welcome to Hot Nights Debate Club.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Judy. Thank you so much for welcoming me.
Thank you.
Miss Chatfield, you look like there is something wrong.
Sorry, I was just trying not to laugh because usually you get mad at me for laughing. And then when I don't laugh, now you've gotten mad at me as well. So I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Mm.
I do. I still don't understand why you feel the need to wait till the microphone is on to clear your throat.
It's a good point.
It's
a good point because the thing is we do sit here for a little while, like a whole song plays.
Yep.
And not that the adjudicator is our producer, Max, but in the office.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We've done it long enough now where I would have thought you would have had a good rhythm.
You'd think.
I would have thought that after this long, maybe one of you would have offered me a cough drop, but...
Do you think I walk around with cough drops?
Cough drops.
Mm. Interesting. I hear producer Max has a whole drawer of them in case any of his, you know, performers don't have a comfortable throat. But anyway.
A comfortable throat.
You can't be saying comfortable throat,
Move
mate.
Move on immediately before we go too deep into that comfortable.
How's producer Max saying comfortable throat?
All right, let's go. Let's move along. What's the debate today?
Well, we debate the very important topics here. And today's debate is saving up and buying a house is better than renting your whole life. Tonight, arguing that it is better to save up is Rowan Edwards.
Great. Right. So I think it's better to buy.
Yes.
Okay. Great. All of a sudden, my nose has got really snuffy, so I don't really feel like I can speak properly.
If only producer Max was here with a vapor drop that he has in his top drawer in case of this situation.
To keep your nose comfortable.
Luckily, I've got a comfortable throat, though.
Mm.
Can't believe you said comfortable throat. All right,
oh
here we go.
God. You know, actually, I'll tell you off air.
Okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen of the Debate Club, it is better to buy your home, apartment, land than it is to rent it. What do they say? Rent money is dead money, because when you buy a house, you buy an asset. Buying a house is an asset class that increases in value. A lot of the times, people buy things and they get withered away. They buy things and they get lost, and they buy things and they move on. It's money you will never see again. The good thing with buying a house is you own it, and when it's a house, you also own the land it is on. And when you own a house, you can also rent that out, as well as accumulating the rent someone else is paying you, that is their dead money. It is better to buy rather than to rent.
Miss Chatfield.
It's obviously better to rent rather than buy. First and foremost, you can try and kind of move around and see which area you like to live in the most. You aren't committed to one city or one suburb. You can do whatever you like, and all you need to do is clean the apartment. You also have no stress about an unruly market. There is no stress about huge interest rate increases. You can spend money on things like shares with guaranteed returns rather than buying a solid asset. And the cost of living should be accounted for in your monthly budget. Anyway, also renting is cheaper for probably more nicer places to live. You can get a nicer apartment for less than you would pay the mortgage for. You don't pay strata fees. You don't pay rates. You often don't pay water if you're in an apartment building. So actually, you're paying less to live in a nicer building and live in a place that you want to live.
Hmm.
Well, let's be honest. If you own the home, yes, you do have to pay a mortgage. But you're paying your own mortgage. If you are paying a rent, you're paying someone else's mortgage. And when you buy a home, apartment, big old mansion, tiny little tent in a corner of a property, that's fine. What happens is your mortgage payments stay the same. With rent, you don't hold control over whether or not that happens. It stays that way with inflation. You know, it goes up everything. You know.
Your mortgage payments do not stay the same. I think we've learnt that from interest rates. Unless you have a fixed loan. So, and very few people have a fully fixed loan. So that's incorrect. Also, paying your own mortgage is actually just paying back a huge debt to the bank. That's a huge risk to have, you know, a $600,000 debt to a bank when you could just know I am debt free. I can move around. I can go overseas whenever I like. And it doesn't really matter. It's only an ego thing if you're paying your own mortgage. Who cares? Your money's going away regardless. And also, your mortgage payments do change with interest.
You were visibly angry with me then.
Yes, because it was so wrong.
I almost feel like I have to say, hey. I feel I'm about to say, do we need to take a moment? Because you look around the room like, I'm going to fight this guy.
Because we literally spoke about this yesterday, about mortgage payments increasing by $1,000 in 3 months.
Yeah, that is true.
They do increase. So that's actually a lie. I think that should be a point taken off.
I think I would like a point taken off for Miss Chatfield and her aggressive behaviour, because this is a friendly debate.
No, I am being friendly. I'm just saying.
Rather than picking up everything on the desk, getting visibly angry at the combatant.
I'm thirsty.
There you are.
Babe, get a lozenge.
Yeah, get a lozenge, mate. Comfortable throat.
Comfortable throat is the best insult. All right, comfortable throat. All right, mate.
It's like it's going to stick.
Yeah. All right, mate.
Or slide on a comfortable throat. Sorry.
Oh.
Okay. Let's get our minds out of the gutter, please. This was an interesting debate, and I now worry that I may have done something that was unfair.
Wow.
As when we decided this debate topic, we completely overlooked that Ms. Chatfield does have a degree in property economics.
Yes.
I didn't want to bring it up, but... Which I also find rude that I was presented with those eyes of anger and disgust. And quite frankly, she looked at me like she was better than me. I'm just going to say it.
I just think it's common sense. Anyway, but I also think it's a bit unfair to Rowan, to be fair, because all my bosses that worked in real estate, a lot of them actually would rent rather than buy because of these reasons.
Mm.
Well, Rowan, you did mention that Abby looked at you like she was better than you.
Yeah, mate. Well, she's got 19 houses. I wouldn't be surprised.
Don't have 19 houses. Also, then how did I debate that you should rent? Is it because I have pure debating skills? Sorry.
Because Comfortable Throat said you needed to.
Mm. Yeah, but how good was I at that?
I feel like perhaps maybe Abby was looking at you like that because tonight she did debate better than you.
Yes.
Miss Chatfield, you are the winner.
Okay, great.
I think, you know what? I loved this debate because I won very easily, but I do agree. I think that maybe we shouldn't do things that I have a degree
in. By the way, just so everyone knows, everyone in this room and listening, I know nothing about mortgages or owning a home.
But we also yesterday did talk about mortgage repayments increasing together. We had a discussion about it yesterday.
Was I listening? Who knows, you know?
Hughesy, Ed and Erin spoke about it on Wednesday. Oh, well, it's always on 2 Day.
Well, if I'm not listening.
And all the Hit Network.
Hot Nights, there, Sheffield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Now we are talking dog update.
So, as we know, I have a new gorgeous angel, Beyonce Man, in my life. His name is Walter. I love him so much. He's a Cocker Spaniel. He's a rehome. We just love him more than anything, but not more than Marco. But we love him a lot. He is beautiful, and I am just obsessed with him. And obviously, I had to start an Instagram page because Marco ended up getting like 17,000 followers in the few short months that I had him. And I just thought Walter deserves that fame as well because he's so iconic.
Okay.
So I made him an Instagram, and I was asking the other night in the show, what should we call the Instagram? Because Marco's was Mar Cocker Spaniel, which I thought was quite smart from me. And we went through a few options. You said basically Walter. There was one that was, God, what was the other one? Wally Gobble Bliss Bombs, like the popcorn, like the candy popcorn.
Yeah.
Also, Where's Wally, which I said, I don't want that. It's too basic.
No, I want that.
And one of the ones that got one of the best reactions was, Don't Wally, Be Happy.
Yeah.
And I posted this on my Instagram story, and at the time that I posted it, I believe it was an available username.
Right.
And then I kind of thought about it and I thought, that sounds like we don't want to be like Wally.
Okay.
We want to be the antithesis of Wally is happy. And I was like,
yeah.
I don't want people to, because you know what? People on the internet are really annoying. And they're like, actually, that means we shouldn't be like Wally. Like, shush. It's a pun. But I could feel it already because everyone irritates me.
So you were getting that already?
No, I could feel it coming. Yeah. I knew if I just had to, I knew someone would go, it doesn't make sense.
You have such an ear for it because you've been around it so much.
Yeah, everyone.
You know when it's coming.
Everyone. Everything that I do, someone goes, actually, shush, it's a pun. Like, get a grip. Anyway, so then the next day I kind of realized I was going to call it the Wally Mammoth because I've gotten a lot of DMs saying he looks like the mammoth from Ice Age.
He does.
And I thought he also is just my little Wally Mammoth. So he is now called that, right? It's been a great start. He's got 4,000 followers, uploaded one thing. I got a DM, Rowan, and this is quite frightening.
You get a lot of them, don't you?
Yes, but I got a DM that stood out to me.
Right.
And this person's username is Grrr. Right? That's their name on Instagram.
G-R-R?
Yep. But their Instagram at their handle is Don't Wally, Be Happy.
Okay, so,
Right?
Hang on. So, had you already searched at Wally Be Happy and it was available?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, I see what's happened. I think I've seen
what
happened.
They DM me. They go, you don't want this IG?
Yeah, so someone's heard it and gone, I'm taking it.
Yeah, and I'm going to get her to pay me for it. Guys, I'm not going to pay you for an Instagram handle. I don't care. I'd pay someone for a work Instagram handle, like for Verbose.
Yeah.
I'd pay them for that, but not for my dog's Instagram.
You just find another name.
Yeah, and I did. The Wally Mammoth. Or I'd make it Don't Wally Be Happy _. Like, who cares?
Sucked in.
Right?
Yeah.
Their photo is also of a little angry chihuahua. I'm not sure if you can see.
That is so funny. Are you? It looks like there's more DMs there.
So then they messaged me Tuesday at 9 p.m. You don't want this IG. Tuesday at 10:30. Okay. And then yesterday at 9:30 when I got home from work, ?
Well, do we write something to them now?
Should I reply?
Yeah.
What should I say?
No, I
don't hold this name hostage.
Yeah, I'm not paying you. You can't take my dreams. I made my own dreams.
You can't take my dreams.
Or my dog's dreams.
Wally is now the Wally Mammoth.
Yeah. And the don't Wally be happy. Actually, sucks.
Doesn't suck.
Just say no.
But I'll say now that it sucks. Wally Mammoth. Sorry about it. All right. We'll see if we get a reply. But
great.
So that's the update. But Wally is going really well. The only thing is I did think he was dying last night.
Sorry?
Yeah, because I thought he had a tick, but I think he was just crying because I think the crying started because he was happy that I was home.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think I started to annoy him by forcing him to walk.
Oh,
so
I know
that's
like,
yes. So sure he was walking. I was like, you're not walking normally, but it was just because he was asleep.
Like a dead leg or something.
Yeah. And I thought that he had a tick. Anyway, he's completely fine. He was at the beach today, so.
Lovely thing.
Love you, Wally, my little woman, mammoth.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. This is Hot Nights.
Our next guest is responsible for one of, or if not the biggest cheating anthem of the modern generation. I mean, anyone that can go from this,
you're my darling,
all the way to this, is obviously a lyrical genius.
Fantastic lover.
Coming to town for R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live.
Fridays Live.
We are so excited to welcome Grammy Award winning reggae musician, singer, and all-round legend, Shaggy.
Hi, Shaggy. Thank you for joining us.
Much love, man. Much love.
That intro was amazing, but I just want to point out, "It Wasn't Me" is a cautionary tale. Because at the end, the cheetah gets set straight.
All I have. Hey, what, it wasn't me.
So I was listening to it on the way in, and I was like, what a great cautionary tale.
I'm glad you saw it. It's the more sensitive side of me. Thank you.
Exactly. It is. It's. I'm going to tell her that I'm sorry for the things that I've done.
Oh, yeah. Well,
remember that part, the bridge, the end. Anyway, Shaggy, I'm so excited to see you at Friday's Live at the end of the year. How excited are you to be back in Australia?
I'm excited, very excited about it. I haven't been there since before the pandemic, so it's always been one of my favorite places. You know, I love going on the Gold Coast. I love Melbourne. I've, you know, I love Sydney. Sydney, I go around. I have a lot of friends there also. And, you know, great Chinese food there, by the way. You know, a lot of people don't know that.
Great Chinese food. Well, actually, Shaggy, so I don't know if you know, but I'm actually the host of Friday's Live. So I'm going to be with you traveling. Huh. Yeah, so I'll be with you. That kind of was said only recently. So we'll be together the whole time. So
we'll be having drinks.
We will be having drinks and we might be having some trainings. Do you, I wanted to kind of, because I don't often get to just travel around my own country so easily, I want to find the best certain meal, certain cuisine. Should we try together to find the best Chinese food or something around Australia? What's your favorite meal?
I think it'd be great. I mean, I tell you what, I went there last time and I think it was in Perth. That I went to a Chinese joint. I can't remember the name of it, but I had the best. There's this lobster. It's almost like a saute type of lobster that they do in the sauce. And it was just the best. I have not been able to duplicate it anywhere else in the world.
Okay.
And it was Australia. I did it. We could restaurant hop.
Oh, that's okay. Because, you know, if you're entertained on the road, something to look forward to, we can do some research on the plane. I'll get it. I'll get an itinerary done.
Will you?
I will sort things out for you and me, Shaggy. So this year you released a new album, Come Fly With Me, which is produced by Sting, sung by you, and it's Frank Sinatra's songbook, basically.
Oh, wow.
That sounds amazing, but how did that come about?
We're just two crazy people and we're addicted to the element of surprise.
Well, it works. Gotcha. It works.
You know, we were on tour for the 4487 album that we did. And we had a day off in, I think it was in Norway. We're on the fjords and on a boat. We just rented a boat and we're out there. And Sting jumped in this cold ass water. And I was like, yo, I'm Jamaican. I don't do that. I just stayed on. I stayed on the boat and I ended up playing some Sinatra and he just popped his head up and while I was singing to it and says, whoa, that's your key. Mm. And I was like, okay. It was like, yo, no, bro, it's amazing how similar you sound to Sinatra. Mm. I would have never expected this. And we just, you know, we ended up drinking and eating and just started to think about it and talked about doing it in reggae. And it's the idea sat around for about 3 years until after the pandemic. And I went to Vegas with him and he started playing a few chords on his guitar backstage. I started singing and he was like, we should make this happen. And what are you doing at the top of the year? And he came over to my house in Miami and we just started working it. And by the end of the week, we had most of it done. I was like, wow, this kind of sounds great.
Sometimes things just happen, don't they? It's crazy.
Normally with him and I, it really kind of flows, you know, we get these ideas and I think I'm probably one of the few would kind of go with him with these really weird ideas. You know, I'm sure record companies are going to be like, what the hell? But, you know,
another one.
We do. Yeah.
Do you think your time on The Masked Singer as you were Space Bunny?
I have a piece of it here if you want to listen.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey.
So I'm actually I'm on the guessing panel on The Masked Singer Australia, another fun fact about me. So do you think, I know the experience very well, do you think the experience doing that maybe might have pushed you to try songs you wouldn't usually sing?
I've always done hybrid styles of record and mixed so many different styles of music and try things with my voice that is out, you know, Old Carolina was an old ska record that we redid. And I put my tone of voice to a Sing J style of melody. Mm. So I've always tried these things outside the box. So when Sting comes with these really crazy ideas, I'm always open for it. You know, I think what he's good at is really pushing me and giving me the confidence to step outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And that has always worked for us. So, yeah, you know, I've always been open to that.
Are we going to see some of that record live at Friday's Live?
It all depends on how much time they give me.
Yeah, right. That's an important factor, you know, isn't it? Well, fingers crossed. Yeah. But we'll see you then at the end of the year in Australia. I can't wait to meet you. And thanks for the interview.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Time for the greatest thing we do on the show. Oh. Hey, here we go.
Abby.
Miss Mysterious.
Good to meet you.
Miss Mysterious.
I mean, yeah, like I'm having a good time. Yeah.
Mysterious.
Hey.
Oh. Not the giggle. Miss Mysterious.
Just okay. before we came on air, we were discussing what Miss Mysterious would look like, and we will debut what we think in our heads. Digital producer Trin's going to do a lovely mock-up of what we think.
Absolutely, because we've got a vision. Now, Miss Mysterious, for those who have missed it somehow, is kind of a creation because I felt no one had ever had a crush on me, and it was because I wasn't mysterious enough. So Rowan and I did some role-playing. Some platonic role playing, and we came to the conclusion that I'm not very good at being mysterious, and that has prevented me from people having crushes on me. So now we've actually got a new strategy.
Yeah, we do. We wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, I would, but you have to tell me because I'm the mysterious one.
Sorry, I was being mysterious by not telling you. We actually have scripts. Our lovely producer Max. Hello, Max.
Hello.
Max wrote scripts because he thought we weren't really getting to the point. And to be fair, that's true.
Yeah, and also for those that don't know, I did spend that 1 year at Musical Theatre University. Oh, yeah. So yeah,
it's all paying off.
Very qualified.
So, it's just like drama class. Yeah. Miss Mysterious is in it. I believe I am a cafe worker.
That is correct. You have been cast as the cafe worker in tonight's play.
The barista, right. Great. And then you will be...
Miss Mysterious. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you can't say it.
Miss Mysterious.
And Max will be the narrator.
Yes. All right.
Okay, we started cool.
It's a warm, clear Thursday afternoon. Miss Mysterious walks into a quiet cafe as she wants to order something.
Hey, mate, how you going?
I'm fine, thanks.
That's good. What can I get you?
Miss Mysterious pauses.
Are you after some lunch? Maybe a cake? You know, do you want a slice? Is there anything you want?
Yeah. I'd like to order something.
Like something to eat or like something to drink?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Was that something to eat or something? Was that something to drink? Because we do both here.
I'll order something to eat.
Right, okay, good. Well, we've got sandwiches, wraps, we do salads.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Right, it does, doesn't it? So which one? Which one? What would you like?
I love the decor here. It's really bright and comfortable.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually own the cafe, so I set it up myself. Have you been before?
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
An awkward pause.
So, I'd like to see something... Sorry, I misspoke. So, I'd like something to eat that's new, exciting, sends a message.
Okay. I can make you up a cool next level sandwich.
I guess, if you think that's best.
Miss Mysterious's phone rings.
Hello? Oh, hello. Yes, that's right. It is very important. If you could organise that today, everything will be able to start from tomorrow. It's going to be great. Anyway, I'm in the middle of something, so I've got to run. Thanks.
Miss Mysterious hangs up the phone and laughs.
Sorry, I had to take that call.
It's okay. It's no problem. Sounded like a pretty important call.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, you know, you said it is very important.
Oh, I guess.
Well, okay, well, here's your sandwich that's new, exciting, and sends a message.
Interesting.
You're a little bit mysterious, aren't you?
Thanks.
End scene.
Okay. All right. That felt good. That felt good.
That felt mysterious. Good practice.
That felt mysterious. But the thing is, was it just, this is also, this could be a script from when I'm going through a breakup, when you're so sad, you can't think of an answer for things.
Like, oh, so you felt, you know, more sad than mysterious.
Well, I'm fine, thanks.
I had a lot of fun. I was actually, Max and I were getting ready to play a little sound effect and you jumped on in.
What was it?
Just when the phone rang, I was getting ready to play me fun little Oh, that's not it, is it?
That would be a mysterious phone ring, though.
That would be like, why does she have an old-timey full phone in her bag?
My apologies. I see now.
Like Carmen Sandiego. Now, look, I liked that. Max, really well done.
Thank you.
On the script. I loved that. I think we need to still do some more work because I feel I'm still playing a part. I don't think I'm ready for it to come into my real life. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe we do a script and there's a couple of lines there you freestyle. So maybe the cafe worker or whoever it is next has lines, but then you, it's mysterious. You have to freestyle and answer my lines.
I guess.
It's not a bad idea.
Well done.
Oh, no, also, I need to put in this voice. It's really annoying and weird. I guess. Shush.
Just speak, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I guess. No, that's nice.
That's still nice as either, yeah.
Oh, all right. I like Max, great work.
Okay.
Well, Rowan, Max,
great acting.
Thank you.
Chatfield, be more mysterious.
I'll write another script and we'll give it another go.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Rowan, when you think of high fashion, what comes to mind?
Oh, beautiful gowns. I think of lovely suits. I think of, you know, I think of, actually at the moment, I've been probably thinking about like six-figure watches. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally,
diamonds,
totally, totally,
you know,
totally.
Jewelry.
Trash bags at all?
Bin
liners?
Bin liners? No.
Lavender bin liners?
Oh, that's what I have.
The fancy, the vanilla or lavender ones.
Yeah.
No, you got money.
And I spray some Aesop in the bottom.
No, you don't.
I actually do.
Hang on. You don't spray Aesop.
Aesop, yeah.
Aesop in the bottom.
I have a room spray. Like, I have an Aesop room spray and one of them is to, a good thing is to spray at the bottom of your bin before you put the liner in so it helps the smell.
You're so bougie.
I wish I was joking.
I respect it.
Thank you.
The attention to detail.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Well, Balenciaga has come out with a new bag that is $2,500, $2,577 to be exact. And it essentially is, I mean, it's called the Trash Pouch.
Trash pouch.
And it's made with calfskin leather.
Wow.
So
that'd be nice.
Yeah. Not vegan, though. Husey couldn't get one.
Poor Husey.
Could afford it, but.
Get a few of them.
And it comes in black, white, blue, red, and yellow with Balenciaga printed on the side to make sure that everyone knows that you bought this very expensive bag and it isn't just a trash bag. Now, I am so done. Remember that big blue bag, the IKEA, that looked like an IKEA bag?
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm actually done. I think I'm taking a step back from brand names. I think it's enough now.
People are going to buy that. People are 100% going to buy that. And you know what?
I know if they will.
If I had cash, I would buy it. And I'm not just saying for radio. Like, I'm not going to save up and get it. But if I had a lot of disposable income and I liked wearing brand name stuff, why not just buy like one of the blue trash pouches? Chuck your stuff in it for an overnight bag. Throw it over your shoulder. It'd be
like
hilarious.
Santa? Like bougie Santa?
I'm a designer Santa, yeah. I wouldn't be giving my clothes out, but I would be taking them to like, I don't know, to the Four Seasons or whatever. Maybe, what's the Western? Are they the nice ones? Yeah.
It's just endless just cosplaying poor people. The Balenciaga. So you know what? I'm not going to go with... It's so funny. They're like, oh, the novelty of taking out the bins, you know? Like, if Kim Kardashian wore that, it's like, you haven't taken out a bin since 2010.
Well, it's just like another, bag.
But it's not, you can't even hold it properly. You know how annoying bin bags are to hold?
Yeah, you can throw it over your shoulder. You could like grab the top and just got that.
But why would you want to hold something over your shoulder? Like you're carrying a sack of wheat grain to and from your house in the 14th century.
No, but see, you're not. You're not carrying a sack of wheat grain to your house like the 14th. You're carrying a, what'd you say? Car, what was it?
Calfskin leather,
beautiful designer bag.
You are such a name brand.
Say it. Go on.
Slut. You are, you love.
Slut shaming. What a surprise.
A name brand. I'll get a grip. No, but you love a name brand.
Not as much as you think.
I think you just like arguing the counterpoint.
I think you are conflict driven.
I think you are as well.
I don't think I am.
I think you are.
I think this conversation proves that I'm not,
well,
you are.
I think you are.
Well, I think that it would be a lovely bag. And if I actually saw someone wearing that, I'm going to give them a high five.
All right, well, I'm going to buy one.
Sorry?
I'm going to buy one.
You are not going to buy one.
I am going to buy one.
No, you're not. We all know you're loaded, but you don't have to buy one to prove it.
I'm not proving that I'm loaded.
Will you actually get one?
No.
Hot Nights. On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
I love being nosy.
We're nosy.
Hey guys, love friends, it's me.
Today we are checking out.
Hello, welcome back to my channel.
All right, my friends, something very exciting might be happening today.
Influencers are so interesting. I am one, though I do less influencing these days. But you know, you're one.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You were one when you had the TikTok username only Slug, then you changed it back, and now I guess you're just Rowan.
Yeah, Rowan.
It wasn't a persona anymore.
No, it's gone, I guess.
But we keep the Slug content, so I guess it's all okay.
It's fun.
So this week's influencer of the week is someone who I guess is more of a model than an influencer.
Okay. But,
you know, same, almost. Sorry, not same, but don't come for me, models. Don't come for me. Men of DMs. Actually,
okay. Yeah, we get it.
You know, modeling is a very vast industry. Lara Worthington, obviously, previously Lara Bingle, our icon, our Australian icon.
Oh, yeah.
Has had a headline written about her, and I just want to laugh about the headline.
Okay.
I love Lara. I think she's gorgeous. She sent me some of her collab with Atoir recently, which is a gorgeous
you,
brand. I wore that to that listener event, the black dress that I wore.
Oh, yeah. So you posted
gorgeous.
That,
gorgeous.
Yeah.
So we're not laughing at Lara here. We're laughing at the headline.
Okay.
Right, ready?
Right, yeah. What is it?
Lara Worthington. And let me put in here. Let's just remind ourselves, one of the most beautiful women in Australia, if not the world.
Yep.
Lara Worthington, bravely. Goes makeup free as she's announced as an ambassador for natural skincare brand.
Bravely.
Bravely.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Now, let me just say, first and foremost, I think she's makeup free, but I'm not 100%. She could have mascara on, or she at least has her eyelashes tinted.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's. I don't think she's claiming to be makeup free. I think this is just a silly headline. I think it's so funny, like the bravery. Imagine if there was a headline that was like Tony Armstrong bravely goes makeup free on the cover of Stella.
Yeah.
Because it's on this week.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay.
Can you imagine
Tony Armstrong?
No, the headline being bravely, like the operative word Grant Denyer bravely. Reads the weather, makeup free.
Well done, Grant.
Well done. Get a grip. Whenever I thought we were really past this stage of reporting where, remember in like the early 2000s when there was headlines saying J-Lo seen without makeup taking out her bins.
Yeah, that was ages ago.
And people would be like, they're just like us. That was when I was growing up, maybe 2010, 2012. But with Instagram, people are makeup free all the time on their Instagrams.
Still going
and
on.
And in campaigns. And also, wow, how brave of one of the most conventionally attractive women in the world to go makeup free. And Lara, nothing to do with you, doll. It's to do with the stupid headline. Like, there's nothing brave about it. It's like people comment on my things being like, oh my God, so brave of you to wear a bikini with a stomach like that. And I'm like,
oh.
I'm like, guys, I know you mean well, but Jesus Christ, like it's such a backhanded thing. Anyway, Lara, you're brave, but not for going makeupless. You're brave putting up with all of this bullshit for the past 15 years of your life.
100%. First Date Friday next, Hot Nights with Abby.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Your first date?
First date.
First date.
You're so cute.
Oh, First Date Friday. Here's what happens. Every week we get a beautiful listener to call in and tell us all about a first date they're having on the weekend. Now, we've gotten a bit bored recently because they've all been happy. The one from last week was fun, but we are looking for more.
Always looking for
more. We're looking for more. Now, sorry, burped.
Yeah, it's okay, you're a human.
Because I'm just excited about what's about to happen.
You burp when you get excited.
I guess so. I guess you've learned that about me today.
Good.
Just adding some spice to this break. All right, so we have a very special edition of First Date Friday. It is the one, the only, producer Trin.
Yay. Hey, Trin.
Creator of Trin's. And segment
that we did once.
We're going to bring that back. Don't worry about that.
You are going on a first date, Trin.
Nice.
Yes. So this one's quite a big deal because it's the first date since I broke up with my ex-boyfriend.
Good one.
Okay.
And I'm feeling a bit nervous about it.
Okay. Tell us everything.
So we matched on Hinge.
Right. Yep.
Funnily enough, he's in New Zealand at the moment, like for a work trip. And I was like, rude that you get to go to New Zealand.
North or South Island?
He's in the North Island.
Yeah, okay.
Where are you from? South Island?
I'm from North.
Oh, you're the North.
He's actually in the city I'm from. So I gave him all these like tips for where to go to eat and stuff, you know?
Good one.
But yeah, we're going to go out for a date on Sunday night.
Sunday night, good one.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm a busy gal and that's the only time I could slot him in.
Go, boss.
Very mysterious too if you're being busy.
That's mysterious.
Don't just find whatever time suits him. Yeah. Be like, I'm very busy. It can only be this time.
Yeah. Totally.
Pretty much.
That's great. Okay. And any red flags thus far?
No, but it was really funny as we're messaging. When we first started messaging, I said like, he said something about, oh, you're from New Zealand. Do you have an accent? And then I said, yeah, like it's really obvious. And I said, yeah, it's fun for you Aussies to mock. And he said, yeah, we love licking you guys. And he meant to write mocking. And he wrote licking.
I mean, Freudian slip.
Trin's like, you can.
Trin's like, all right, if you love it. I mean, I'm after someone who loves it. Passion's always important.
He's like, I meant mock. Trin's mock. Like, but you can lick. It's all good.
If you want to. I mean, you know. Yeah.
So I liked that.
All right. That's quite good. Can I see your photo, Trin? Obviously, I won't describe him or say the name, but I just want to see. I love, because usually when I get photos, you usually have to imagine
what they
look like. And I want to see a little pic.
Well, we're at Instagram levels, so that's good.
All right. While you find that, we have a little request for you because we just think that First Date Fridays are getting a bit too, we went on a date and it was nice and then we almost kissed and we didn't and then we're getting married next week. It's getting a bit, I don't know, bland. No offense to our previous callers, but we just want a bit of spice. And we thought, you know, let's produce some spice. Let's make our own little reality show.
If you want something done right, do it yourself. So we are telling you what to do.
We are doing it ourselves. So Trin, we have a little challenge for you on the date.
Yeah,
okay.
We do.
Am I getting paid for this date?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, so
we will make
important.
Sure you get the money.
Okay. I feel like I'm working around the clock here for you guys.
Thank you.
You actually are, even on a Sunday night, on the Lord's Day, okay, after church has gone on this date. So we want you to, every 15 minutes, set an alarm and go to the toilet and come back.
Oh, so
you don't have to wee because otherwise your bladder would be detrimental.
So he hears that the alarm goes off.
So the alarm goes off and you go, one sec, sorry.
Yeah, don't mention it.
And you go to the bathroom and I think you do it until he asks you, what are you doing?
Yeah, we want to know how many times.
Yeah, how many times.
He goes, hey, you all good? Like, I want to know if it's like, is she all right? Or like, he obviously know you go on the toilet, but the alarm will go off. Don't label the alarm.
Just make it.
Every 15 minutes, go off. Hang on one sec. And if he's in mid-conversation, hold on one sec.
Sorry, I've got to go.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I've got to go.
Bro. Oh, where are you going? Toilet. And then don't describe why. Just get up and go.
No.
If he asks where you're going, just say toilet. Trin. But otherwise, just go to the toilet.
Trin, please.
Okay, I'm only doing this because I really care about our show and the good radio content that this will produce.
And also, once he does ask, you can say, it's because my radio team wanted me to do it.
Yep.
So you can admit the real reason, I think.
But he has to ask before.
He has to say, "Are you all right? Are you all right enough?"
I'd like you to say, "How dare you?" when he first asks, but then go, "No,
kidding." And then you can show him this part of the podcast if you want, and go, "Look, I'm not. This is just a thing they want me to do."
Okay.
Then there might be an issue there though, where he's like, "Why are you talking about our date on radio?" But that's a whole other whole other thing. That isn't very mysterious.
No.
But, Trin, I believe that you can get it back to normal after that. I believe in you.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to wear?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to help me pick out something hot.
I think you should wear your double denim. I think it's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's hot, cool girl vibes.
Great.
Love it. Sort of double denim and endless trips to the bathroom.
We will find out how Trin goes on her endless trips to the alarm-setting toilet breaks.
Alarm.
Monday.
He's going to think you've got a suppository to put in or something.
And if this goes well, just let everyone know, we will keep giving challenges.
Yep, absolutely.
That's how you get the cash. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Finished up for a Friday, finished up for a week, and this song means now you can have fun.
Now.
More fun. Not now.
Long farewell, Fetus and adieu. To your so long.
Oh, there's the climax. That's
Banger. The
spot. Awesome. Enjoy your weekend, guys. Wash your hands. Stay safe. Be nice to you, Cabby. We will see you Monday. Bye, Abs.
Bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the HIT Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some hot